弟兄姐妹平安。请问各位有没有拿到这个2026施工行动计划？如果没有，请你举手。是吗？我给你，谢谢。请举手，如果你没有。In 2012, at the General Assembly of the Alliance in Winnipeg.
2012年，在温尼佩格举行的加拿大宣道华人宣道会的联会上。
I was elected as one of the members of Canadian Chinese Alliance Churches Association member.
我被当选为加拿大华人宣道会联会的执行委员。
CCACA was formed in 1967 in Regina, Saskatchewan, just a few years before ECAC became a church.
CCACA 成立于1967年，是在那个萨斯卡州省的 Regina 成立。是比我们教会早成立几年而已。
It was a fellowship that was formed for all the Chinese Alliance churches across Canada.
这是为加拿大所有华人宣道会所成立的联会。
There are currently about 100 Chinese Alliance churches in Canada.
目前呢，在加拿大，全加拿大大约有100多间的。
I was elected as one of the executive members on the team.
我被当选为联会的一个
executive member
执行委员。
And the executive director Francis Tam at the time told me, "Can you please put together a English ministry symposium?"
执行董事执行董事执行董事会的那个会长呢？他邀请我举办一场英语研讨会。
He was hoping that this symposium would gather all the English pastors across Canada to sit together to talk.
他希望我呢把宣道会的所有的英文部的牧者聚在一起来做一次对话。
Usually these symposiums, the pastors gather and they talk about the problems or challenges they face in the Chinese churches.
一般来说呢，这样类似的研讨会呢，就是把牧者聚在一起来讨论，我们面临的困难或挑战。
And then they would share ideas of how to lead the English ministry.
然后来分享怎么样来带领英文事工。
At the time, I was about 10 years. I worked 10 years as an English pastor at a Chinese church.
在那个时候呢，我在一个华人教会呢。的英文施工差不多服侍了10年多。
And for 10 years, I have heard a lot about how to fix the English ministry.
我也听到了很多关于怎么样来解决这些英文施工的问题。
But we often hear the same thing over and over again, the same problem, the same solutions.
但是我们听到的大部分都是同样的问题或者是解决方式。
I remember asking myself, what is missing in this conversation?
我那个时候呢，问我自己，在这些对话当中，我们到底迷失了什么，缺少了什么？
The answer is not what we're missing, but who we're missing in this conversation.
答案是呢，在这些讨论中，不是缺少了什么，而是缺少了谁。
You see, at these meetings, we often talk about what the problem are and then try to solve it and then just pray at the very end and hope God would bless our plans.
那么在讨论当中呢，我们就讨论有什么问题，什么样的解决方式，希望神呢祝福我们，最后呢再加点祷告。
Since I was put in charge of the next English symposium, I thought maybe we could do it differently.
那么既然那个董事会呢他想让我来筹办这个研讨会，那我想这次做的有一点不同。
But nobody wanted to help me.
但是没有人呢想帮助我。
I remember I was in Winnipeg walking around asking English pastors, can you help me put this together? And everybody said no.
我记得我当时在 Winnipeg, 然后就问周围的其他牧者，问你们可以帮助我吗？他们都说。
Because most of them pretty much say, we don't want to waste our time.
因为大部分人都说我们不想浪费时间。
You listen to the same problems, you have the same solution, what's the point?
我们面对的是同样的问题，同样的解决方式，这有什么意义呢？
And since nobody wanted to help me,
那由于很多，根本没有人想帮助我。
I was the chair, the vice chair, and the secretary all in one.
那我就身兼数职，既是主席、副主席，又是秘书。
It was really easy to make a decision.
对我来说，做一个决定相当容易。
That we would completely do things differently. We would first listen to what God has to say, and then we would express what is being said, and then we would talk about how to do it.
那由于这次做的方式不同呢，首先要做的就是要聆听神对我们的旨意，然后呢，把我们所听到的表达出来，然后再制定计划。
So to discern, to articulate, and to strategize.
先来分辨，再来沟通，再制定策略。
You see, the problem with the church, often we do it in reverse. We start looking at the problem, we try to think of ways to solve it, and then we try to sell to everybody, and then we pray at the end.
在过去呢，我们做的正好是用了一个相反的方式，我们先制定策略，再去告诉贵众是什么，然后再去祷告，求神的保守。
So when I sent out the invitation to pastors across Canada, they were actually excited.
当我发出邀请那些牧者来参加大会的时候，他们都非常的兴奋。
But one day I was on the phone with a pastor, and this is what he said to me.
但是有一天呢，我跟一个牧者在通话，他是这样跟我说的。
You want to hold a prayer meeting?
你想举办一场祷告会吗？
What he meant to say was, you're going to waste all this money to have a prayer meeting, which is going to be in Kenmore, Alberta.
他的意思其实就是说，你就是在浪费钱举行一场祷告会，而且是在开幕举行。
I remember feeling really discouraged that night.
我记得那天晚上呢，我感到非常的沮丧。
And I couldn't sleep.
我睡不着。
And in the middle of the night, I heard God say this.
在半夜，我听到神这样对我说。
What is wrong with prayer?
祷告有什么错吗？
What's wrong with asking me what I want to do for my church?
向我询问我对我想要教会做什么有什么错吗？
Isn't this my church?
那不是我的教会吗？
So at that point, I knew this is what God wants us to do.
所以那时我就清楚地知道这是神想让我们要做的。
Very soon, a few pastors decided to help me out.So for the first time in CCA-ACA history, we had a discernment meeting for all the English pastors across Canada.
所以在历史上呢，我们有了首届的全加拿大宣道会的华人宣道会的英文牧者聚在一起来辨识。
We together gather to listen to what God has to say about the English ministry in Chinese Canadian Alliance churches.
我们在一起来辨识神对加拿大华人宣道会英文事工的方向。
And then we put together what we've heard. We write it in a document.
然后呢，我们就把我们所听到的呢，在文件中表达出来。
And then we send it to all the Alliance churches across Canada.
然后我们就把它送到加拿大所有的华人宣道会教会。
And then later on, we organize another one 2 years later, and another one 2 years later.
然后以后每隔两年，我们都举办一次这样的研讨会。
For the last one that I was still working for CCACA, and we had it in Ontario, senior pastors joined us, and district superintendents joined us.
最后一次我参加的研讨会是在安大略省举行的，那个时候主任牧师和区监督都参加了。
When I was interviewed for this job back in March 2023,
在2023年我参加这个教会面试的时候，
I was asked by some of you, Pastor, what is your vision for ECACA?
有人就问我，牧师啊，你对我们教会的意向是什么呢？
And then once I started working at this church, other pastors from other churches asked me, Pastor, what is your vision for your church?
当我在这个教会开始侍奉的时候，其他教会的牧者来问我，你对这个教会的意向是什么呢？
My answer is the same every single time.
我每一次的回答都是一样的。
None.
没有。
I did not move from Toronto to Edmonton because I had an agenda for CCACA.
我从加拿大来到爱德蒙顿，并不是我对 ECAC 有什么既定的计划。
I moved here only because I was convinced that God asked us to move here.
我来到这里是因为神呼召我来到这里。
And my only hope has always been that I can work with all the leaders of this church to discern God's will, to articulate God's will, and then together we strategize what to do.
唯一的盼望呢，就是与教会的领袖们来分辨神的旨意，来沟通神的旨意，然后来制定策略。
And this is why in 2024, when I started, I asked the pastors and their families to come with me for a weekend of discernment, and then a few weeks later, the elders and their families also went on a weekend of discernment.
这就是为什么在2024年，我先邀请牧者和家人们参加了一个辨识会，随后又邀请长老和家人们参加了另一个辨识会，辨识周末。
And then we wrote down what we believe is God's will for our church.
然后我们就写下了神对我们教会的旨意。
And so we produced this 2024 discernment document that we gave to the church as a result.
我们就做一个结果呢，制定了一个2024年的一个辨识报告，把它发送给会众。
We divided it in, we look at it this way. From 2024 to 2026, it is the now. What does God want us to do now? Also, from now all the way for the next 6-7 years, what does God want us to do? So that's a short term. And then also, from now all the way until 2040 is the long term plan.
We have this plan into 3 stages. One is now, from 2024 to 2026. The other is a short term plan, from 2024 to 2030. And the long term plan is from 2024 to 2040.
Some of you looking, why 2040?
有些人会问为什么我们都定到了2040年。
I turned 50 this year.
我今年就要50岁了。
I know when I'm going to retire.
我知道有一天我会退休。
I know how long I'm going to lead this church for, God willing.
我知道我会带领这个教会还要走多久。
But I also know when I'm done, when I retire.
但是我也知道我什么时候会退休。
By 2040, you will have a new pastor to lead you to the next phase of this church.
到2040年的时候，你们会有一位新的牧师来带领这个教会。
Ask yourself, if you are whatever age you are, you add 16 years, where will you be?Tell the person next to you, at 16, where will you be in 16 years? What age will you be at 16? at 16, just at 16 to your age today, where you will be in 16 years. When I retire, where will you be? The mic is not working. None of the mics are working. Basically, for the present few years, we are working on fostering a culture of listening to the Holy Spirit and to one another, and to support local missions. From now until 2030, we are exploring how we can participate in local and global missions, transform the leadership structure of our church, and explore building expansion. And then for the next 16 years, we are becoming a church that is Christ-centered, Spirit-filled, mission-focused community. So these are the present, short-term, and long-term.
2024到2026年呢，是一个培育阶段。 我们培育聆听圣灵，聆听彼此，并支持本地与全球宣教的文化。 2024年到2030年是一个探索的阶段，就是我们一个短期计划，是提升本地与全球宣教的参与方式，转化现有的领导结构，并探索扩建建筑。 2024年到2040年是一个蜕变与成型的阶段。 成为一个以基督为中心，被圣灵充满，以宣教为导向的群体，并结出圣灵的果实。
So it was based on this discernment plan that the elders board worked on this document that was presented to you a year ago. It's called the Strategic Ministry Plan of 2025. This was something that I presented to you all in 2025 January.
所以基于这个方向呢， 我们制定了一个2025年的全教会施工计划。我在2025年初的时候已经跟你们呈现了这个报告。
It was a year that we preached through, well, I preached through the Psalms.
在过去的整整一年呢， 我向你们，
We have, go on.
我向你们那个周末， 我，
视频? On how, learning how to pray.
对，我教你们怎么样来祷告，通过对于这个诗篇的讲道。
And then we had different prayer meetings, like Ash Wednesday and Day of Atonement prayer meetings.
我们也有好几个祷告会，像是圣灰星期三或者是赎罪日的祷告。At
the 55th anniversary, you remember listening to a lot of testimonies of from people who have grew up in this church or spent a long time in this church.
在55周年庆的时候，你们也听到了很多的美好的见证。那些人呢，在我们教会得以成长。We
established the leadership restructuring committee to look at how the leadership structure of ECAC can be changed so that we can better serve the long-term goal of where God wants to take us.
我们也对我们的领导结构呢，做出了一些调整，来更好的带领我们的教会。
And we also had a committee called Facilities and Building Expansion Exploration Committee.
我们也成立了一个设施与建筑扩建探索委员会。
To look at what we're going to do with that land to the north.
来探索我们对北边那块土地的使用。
And we also renovated the prayer room in the sanctuary.
我们也翻新了。
At the beginning of 2025, then we held another prayer weekend for pastors and elders.
在2025年初的时候，我们又进行了为牧者和长老进行了辨识周末。
In 2024, we needed to ask God, what is it that you want us to do in the next 15, 16 years? But we already got that answer.
在2024年的时候呢，我们已经问了神这么一个问题，就是在未来的15年，你对我们教会的计划是什么？So
this past discernment weekend, we don't need to ask the same question. We ask three different questions.
所以2025年的辨识周末呢，我们就不再问相同的问题了，我们问了其他不同的问题。
And these are the three different questions that we ask. Holy Spirit, are there any areas in the 2024 discernment document? Oh, sorry. Are there any...I think I made a mistake on my notes. So, Kelly, can you just read out the Chinese for all the questions, the three questions?
这三个问题是第一就是 celebrate 庆贺圣灵啊，我们在哪个地方、哪些地方可以观察到属天国度的果子，并反映出2024年报告中所定立的目标。第二个就是调整圣灵啊。在2024年的报告中是否有任何需要修订之处好使它更符合你对爱城华人宣教会的旨意第三个就是拓展圣灵啊是否仍有任何策略性的构想我们尚未纳入2026年的计划之中
All three questions ask the Holy Spirit
所有三个问题呢都是向圣灵来提问
Because the church is always directed by the Holy Spirit.
因为教会呢，从来都是被圣灵来带领。
The Holy Spirit tells the church where to go.
圣灵告诉我们，教会应该往哪里行。
Remember the Apostle Paul, he wanted to go to Asia, but then the Holy Spirit stopped him.
你记得保罗，他想去亚细亚，但是圣灵阻止了他。
Do you notice the Holy Spirit never told him why?
你知道圣灵为什么没有告诉过他？为什么呢
？No reason.
没有理由。
The Holy Spirit also tells the church what they should do.
圣灵也告诉教会他们应该做什么。
Remember Peter had a dream.
你记得彼得有一个梦吗
？And the next thing you know, he's preaching to the Gentiles.
然后随后的那一天呢，他就向外邦人来传道。
And the Holy Spirit also tells the church who they should speak to.
圣灵也告诉教会他们应该对谁说话。
Remember Philip? He was talking to an Ethiopian eunuch.
你记得腓力他曾经对一个埃塞俄比亚的太监说话吗？
The church can never rely on logic, statistics, popular voices, political wind of the day, or church growth programs to run it.
教会呢，从来都不是依靠逻辑、统计数据，或者是民意、政治风向，或者是教会的增长计划。
But rather, the early church always trusted that their leaders listen to the Holy Spirit and follow the Holy Spirit.
早期的教会呢？都是聆听圣灵的声音，来带领教会来遵从神的旨意。
And that's how the church grows and thrives during difficult times.
这就是教会在困难时期怎么样生存并且兴旺。
You see, oftentimes we make the mistake, we think that if we're following God's will, everything will be good.
有时候呢，我们会错误地认为，我们是不是没有活出神的旨意
？And if things are bad, that means we're not following God's will.
坏事发生的时候，我们想是不是我们没有遵行神的旨意
？If we run out of money, that means we're not going along God's will.
我们没钱花了，我们也在想是不是没有活出神的旨意
？If people start leaving the church, it means that something's wrong. We're not doing it right.
有人如果离开这个教会的时候，我们在想，是不是我们做错了
？But take a look at the book of Hebrews, chapter 11.
但是让我们来看一下希伯来书的第十一章。
Kelly, would you read that?
十一章33节到35节，他们凭信心战胜了，行了公义，得了应许，堵住了狮子的口。熄灭了猛烈的火焰，刀下逃生，由软弱变为刚强，作战勇猛，击退外敌。有些妇女得回了从死里复活的亲人。
These are people who follow God and they were victorious.
这些人呢，他们跟随了主，他们就战胜了。
But what happens right after, the next verse.
随后的几处经文又发生了什么呢？有些人受尽严刑拷打，仍不肯苟且偷生，为要得着一个复活后更好的生命。有些人遭受戏弄和鞭打，还有些人遭受捆锁和囚禁，他们被人用石头打死，受威逼利诱，被锯成两截，葬身刀剑之下，披着绵羊和山羊的皮四处奔跑，受尽贫乏、迫害和虐待，在旷野、群山、山洞和地穴中漂流不定，他们是世界不配有的。
There are people who follow God and everything was good at the end.
这些人呢，一直追随我们的神，但是最终他们的结果是很惨的。
And then there are those who follow God's will and they get killed at the end. Nothing good happened.
他们遵循神的旨意，但最终却被杀害。
Yet read verse 39.
这些人因信心而获得赞许，但他们并未得到上帝的应许。
They live by faith.
他们凭信心而活着。
Whether the result was good or bad, they live by faith.
无论是结果是好是坏，他们都是凭信心活着。
After the discernment weekend, the elders and the pastors met in April and came to a consensus as to what God has said to us.
在两个辨识周末之后呢的四月份，牧者和长老聚在一起来辨识神对我们的旨意。
And as a result, we produced this document.
作为结果呢，我们制定了一个这样的报告，这个报告。
This document explains what we believe we have heard from God in terms of celebration, modification, and advancement.
这个报告呢，包括了我们从神那里所听到的，它包括了庆贺、调整和拓展。
And then in May, we share this document with all the councils and committees of our church.
在五月份的时候呢，我们向各个同工会分享了这份报告。
And then they had an opportunity to start planning for this 2026 year. They used that document to plan this year.
那个时候他们就可以用这份文件来制定2026年的计划。
And then if you remember in October, Pastor Michael and Weili and the council share with you what their plans are for this year.
去年，也许你记得去年十月份的时候，韦利牧师和张牧师跟我们分享了这份文件。
And then they said, and then so it gives you an idea how much it will cost.
那个时候我们就知道实行这些计划我们需要多少钱。
So by the time in November, when we were at the annual members meeting, when we voted, we know why we were voting for that budget.
所以在去年十一月份会有大会的时候我们来对于这个费用的多少做投票的时候，我们知道我们应该投是还是不是。
And meanwhile, the elders began to work on our 2026 church-wide plan.
在同时呢，长老会长议会也在制定2026年的
church-wide.
全教会的2026年的事工计划。
And this is the document you have today in your hand.
这就是你们手里拿的这份文件。
It tells you on page 2 what the things that we're planning to do this year.
第二页告诉了我们今年我们要做什么。
Before you go to sleep tonight.
在你今天晚上睡觉之前。
Read through it.
把它读一读。
Pray as a family. Pray through this. Pray.
我们跟全家人在一起为此来祷告。
Pray for everything that's written on here.
为我们上面的所有事项来祷告。
And then flip to page 3, you will see who are the leaders in the church.
在第三页你会看到我们教会所有的带领 带领人是谁。
Pray for every leader on this church, the elders, the pastors.
为我们全教会的牧者和长老们来祷告。
And then pray for the important days that are happening in our church this coming year.
为我们将发生的这些重要的日期呢来祷告。
The last page tells you what my preaching series is going to be this year. The last page.
最后一页呢会展示我今年将要讲到的内容。
And some of the things that I will be teaching throughout this year.
今年我也会有一些教学的计划。
Why Exodus?
为什么讲出埃及记呢？
Back in March when we were in our discernment meeting, I felt God saying,that I should be teaching on either Exodus or Deuteronomy.
在去年三月份的时候呢，我清楚地感受到主来指引我，要不就来，就是来关注两卷书卷，要不就是出埃及记，要不就是生命记。
I said, God, what do you want? Do you want me to preach Exodus or Deuteronomy? Which book do you want?
我在问神啊，你是想让我讲到出埃及记呢，还是来讲生命记？
When I asked some of the pastors and elders, they seemed to point the needle towards Exodus.
当我询问一些长老的意见的时候，他们说你应该来集中讲这个出埃及记。
And I really didn't know why at the time.
那个时候呢，我并不知道为什么。
But as we approached the 55th anniversary, it became more and more clear.
但是当我们越来越接近55周年庆的时候，我就清楚地知道为什么了。
You see, for our church to have 55 years, we have done a lot of great things.
我们教会呢，过去的55年做了很多很好的事。
God has blessed many people through this church, true.
神呢，保守了这个教会很多很多的人。
But we have also accumulated a lot of sins over the years that we carry, and it ties us down.
但是在那些年中呢，我们也背负了很多罪的包袱。
And so we spend time praying and confessing our sins and repenting of those sins in October.
所以在十月份，当我们认罪悔改的时候。
We pray, we confess that we are unforgiving towards others.
我们承认我们的罪之一呢是不饶恕人。
We confess that we trusted more in ourselves than in God.
我们也承认我们是相信我们自己而不依靠神。
We confess that we have idols in our lives, whether it is our children or the pride or this building.
我们也认罪，我们是崇拜偶像，要不就崇拜骄傲，或者是子女，或者是教会。
And we confess to the Lord that we have been legalistic. We are judgmental. We gossip. We slander of others.
我们也认罪，我们有律法主义，论断。嚼舌诽谤和自以为是的态度。
The people that gather on October 1st, we pray on behalf of the entire church.
去年十月一号的时候，我们全教会聚在一起来认罪。
We confess on behalf of the entire church.
我们代表教会来认罪。
And we nail those sins at the cross of Jesus Christ.
我们把那些所有的罪都钉在耶稣的十字架上。
And then we move forward to celebrate our 55 years.
然后我们就往前行，来庆祝我们教会的55周年庆。
We were set free so the church no longer has to be dragged down with 55 years of unconfessed sin and hidden idols.
我们把所有的罪呢，
confess all our sins for 55 years.
我们承认了我们过去55年来所有的罪。
So that we are set free.
我们就得释放了。
But when we are set free,
但是在我们得释放之后呢?
We find ourselves in the wilderness.
我们发现我们就进入了旷野。
You know the Exodus story very well.
你对出埃及记的故事也许知道了很清楚。
The people of Israel moved down to Egypt. Everything was good.
当以色列人进入埃及的时候呢，所有的事都很美好。
But very soon they became slaves under a new Pharaoh.
但是很快呢，因为新法老的统治，在新法老的统治之下呢，他们就变成了奴隶。
And Moses was born.
那个时候呢，摩西就出生了。
He was saved, and then ended up being a prince of Egypt.
他被解救了，随后就变成了埃及的一个王子。
But then he killed somebody.
然后他就杀了一个人。
And he ends up in the desert.
他最后不得不逃到沙漠里去。
Now, life is very different. He's no longer the prince. He is now just a shepherd in the desert.
你看这个生活是如此的不同。他从一个王子变成了一个沙漠里的牧羊人。
But he has a family now.
但是现在呢，他有了一个家庭。
He is free, but the people of God is still living as slaves.
他自由了，但是神的子民呢，依然是被奴役。
So God one day shows up in a burning bush and reveals his whole plan to Moses.
所以呢，神就在荆棘向摩西显现。
And then God says, "Do what I tell you to do."
神就对他说，来。去做我向你指示的。
Then Moses and his brother Aaron went to the people of Israel and told them what God said.
然后摩西的哥哥亚伦呢，就去了以色列民那里，告诉以色列民神想让他们做的事。
God reveals his plan, God tells his people, and once they understood it, they start following.
神向人们揭示了他的，神启示了人们，然后告诉了人们他的计划。
But have you noticed that after Israel were free from Egypt, where did they end up?
你还记得当以色列人从埃及逃出来之后发生了什么呢？
They end up in the wilderness.
他们最终是在旷野。
The wilderness is where people are hungry, thirsty, they want to go back, they're surrounded by enemies, they wonder where Moses went.
在旷野里呢，他们口渴饥饿，他们抱怨，他们依然想回埃及，他们甚至都不知道摩西去哪了，然后又被敌人来包围。
Remember, wilderness is a very important concept in the Bible.
记得这个旷野在圣经中是一个极具重要意义的一个形象吗？
Israel spent 40 years in the wilderness. David hid in the wilderness. Elijah ran to the desert. John the Baptist lived in the desert. Jesus spent 40 days in the desert.
以色列民在旷野里漂流了四十年，大卫逃亡时也藏身旷野，以利亚在逃避耶洗别时也在旷野停留，施洗约翰在旷野住在旷野，以蜂蜜和蝗虫为食，耶稣在旷野中度了四十天，不吃不喝。
But yet it is in the wilderness that their faith grew. It is in the wilderness that their faith grew.
也是在旷野里。他们的信心得以增长。
Moses learned to walk and talk to God like his friend.
摩西在旷野中学会与神同行，与神交谈。
David wrote some of his most beautiful psalms in the desert.
大卫在旷野中写了极其伟大的。
Elijah learned that he wasn't the only one left in God's kingdom.
以利亚认为他在神国里是剩下的最后一个人。
John the Baptist was actually preparing the way for Jesus to come.
施洗约翰呢，是在旷野里为耶稣预备道路。
Jesus fought against Satan in the desert with God's word.
耶稣在旷野里用神的话语来抵抗魔鬼。
And guess where the church is when they are free? They are in the wilderness.
当我们的教会得以释放的时候呢，我们就是在旷野里面。
It is in the wilderness that the people of God is sanctified through and through. Amen.
神的子民呢，就是在旷野里得以成圣。
But God didn't just bring us out of the slavery to free us for our sake, for ourselves.
但是神呢，不是把我们从最终解决出来，是为我们自己。
Freedom in the Bible, in God's kingdom, always have to do with freedom for others.
神国里的自由呢，就是让我们来为别人做点什么。
A young man was born and raised in Toronto in the 19th century.
一个人在，一个年轻人呢，在19世纪末的多伦多出生。
His father was a very wealthy man.
他的父亲呢，是一个非常富有的人。
He owned a local newspaper.
他拥有当地的一家报社。
Called the Toronto Globe.
啊，称为多伦多邮报，环球报。
Today, that newspaper is called the Globe and Mail.
啊，现在呢，那份报纸被称为环球邮报。
The young man grew up in privilege. He went to the best schools. He socialized among the wealthiest people in Canada.
这位年轻人呢，出身名门，然后又就读于最好的学校，与全加拿大啊有钱人来交往。
His father wanted him to take over his business of printing newspapers.
啊，他的父亲呢，希望他继承他的那个报社的家业。
But when this young man was about 20 years old, he one day heard the sermon preached by a man named Albert Benjamin Simpson.
当这个年轻人差不多20岁的时候呢，他听到了宣信牧师的一次讲道。
The one who founded the Christian and Missionary Alliance.
宣信牧师呢，就是基督教宣道会的创始人。
This young man heard Simpson preach and his heart was convicted that he is going to China.
他听到宣信牧师的讲道之后呢，他深感到神在呼召他去中国。
His father was extremely upset when he found out.
他的父亲听说他要去中国呢，感到非常的难过。
He says, if you go to China, you will not get a dime from me.
他父亲说，你如果要去中国的话，你不会从我这儿得到一分钱。
But if you ever decide that this was a mistake and you want to come home, I'll pay for your ticket to come home.
你如果认为这是一个错误，你想回来的话，我就会给你付这个船费。
This young man counted the cost of following Jesus and he left Canada and went to China.
这个年轻人他权衡了追随基督的这个代价之后呢，他还是决定去中国。
In 1930s, when the Japanese invaded, he was told to go home.
当20世纪30年代日本侵略中国的时候呢，他应该是可以回到加拿大的。
He said no.
他说不。
God told me to go to where the gospel has never been preached before.
因为神在呼召我去传福音到那些未得之地。
So he got on a ship and he went south because he felt God telling him to go south.
所以他上了船，又往更南的地方走，因为他感到神在呼召他往南边走。
He ended up in Indonesia.
他最终去了印度尼西亚。
He was captured by the Japanese.
他最后被日本人抓住了。
Put into a concentration camp.
Be 抓进了集中营。
And he died in 1945.
在1945年他去世了。
His name is Robert Alexander Jaffrey.
他的名字叫翟福明。
The church I pastored in Toronto is called Toronto Jaffrey Chinese Alliance Church.
我在多伦多牧养的教会呢，叫做多伦多翟福明华人宣道会。
4 years before Robert Jaffrey died, this is what he said.
在他 离世前四年，他写了一段话。
He says, one day it will be finished, and their weary feet, all scarred and bleeding, will cross the last mountain, tread the last trail, reach the last tribe, and win the last soul. Then he himself will exclaim, well done, good and faithful servant. Let us keep our eyes steadily on the goal, for when we hear the shout from the skies, all else will fade into utter insignificance. Ere long, the Lord will descend from heaven with a shout, even so, come. Lord Jesus.
他写道，有一天，这一切终将完成。那些疲惫的脚步，那些满是伤痕甚至流血的脚步，将要越过最后一座山，走完最后一段路，抵达最后一个族群，赢得最后一个灵魂。那时，主必亲自向他的仆人宣告：好，你这有良善忠心的仆人。所以，让我们定睛仰望前面的标杆。当那从天而来的欢呼响起，一切属地的事都将退去，都将失去分量，都显得微不足道。不久，主必带着呼喊从天上降临。主耶稣啊，我们切切等候你来。
What is the ultimate goal of ECAC? What God has told ECAC?
我们 ECAC 最终极的目标是什么呢？
It is that our church is a missional church.
那教会呢，是一个宣教导向的教会。
Every dime we spend, everything we do, it is for the sake of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
我们所花的每一分钱都是来传讲神的福音。
So that His name alone is heard.
让神的主的名被听到。
And His name alone is known.His name alone is heard and known by the people.
他的名被世上所有的人所听到、所熟知。
So what are you going to do with that document tonight?
今天晚上你准备拿这份文件干什么呢？
Pray.
让我们一起来祷告吧。
Hold it in your hand and pray.
拿在手里好好的祷告吧。
Pray and pray.And pray.
不停地祷告，祷告，再祷告。
Let us pray.
让我们起来祷告。
Lord, we are not a church that just wants to do everything the same over and over again.
神啊，我们的教会不想再重复那些以前做过的事，一直在重复以前做过的事。
We want to be a church that's willing to do what you told us to do.
我们想成为一个教会，就是你想让我们做的。
So that those who never heard of Jesus will hear of His name.
让那些从未听到过耶稣的名的人呢，来听到你。
And find the same freedom that we have found.
来找到同样的释放，就像我们找到的释放一样。
We long for you to come, Lord Jesus.
我们渴望你的降临。
Come, Lord Jesus, come.
主啊，来吧，我们切切地等候你。
Amen.
Amen.